Good morning, everyone. My name is Audrey. I'm from Ventris House Church, and I'll be taking us through the devotion for today. It's day 8 of Lent, and we'll be going through the devotion on the One app. But let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us here this morning to pray to you, to worship you, and to just devote our time to you, Lord. We pray that you'll bless this time that we have here this morning, and that you'll use me as your vessel to speak truth into the lives of everyone who is listening. In your name we pray, amen. So we're going to watch a video on Matthew's 6:19-34 to start the devotion.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
That video was from Matthew's 6:19-34. Now I'd like you to turn to our One app, the devotional app, and let's read the devotion for today together. This is from Ephesians 2:6-9. Through the Holy Spirit, we are united to Jesus and we share in his victory. Just as Jesus has conquered over death, so we're raised up and seated with him in the heavenly realms that we might have eternal life in the coming ages. This resurrection life that God has given us is a gift of kindness that we do not deserve. We receive it through faith, not through works. Even our faith is a gift. So there is no room for boasting. We cannot congratulate ourselves for believing or look down on others for failing to trust. All the glory and praise goes to God. Thank him today that through faith, this world is not the end for you because you share in Christ's eternal resurrection life. I'd also like to turn your attention to the actual passage, Ephesians 2, 6 to 9. So verse 6, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. So as I was just meditating on this title of today's devotion, United to Jesus, I was just trying to find a connection between this passage from Ephesians and Matthew 6. So Ephesians, the devotion we read right now and the passage we read, is telling us about this incredible and marvelous gift that God has given to us, which is being united to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And this is because of Jesus' death for us on the cross and the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And that eventually leads to sanctification and eternal life. Because of Jesus, we have this gift called eternal life. And this really is the most wonderful thing that we have in our lives. And it is God's intention for us to fully appreciate this gift and to live out this gift in our life here on this earth. But I felt like, at least for me, I was just having some trouble trying to really connect with this purpose that God has given all of us. And I was trying to think, like, why is it that I don't feel like I'm really embracing this gift, that I'm really living out this gift with joy and intention? And actually, I found some of the answers I was looking for in Matthew 6, 19 to 34, which is the passage the video was based on. So once I started reading the Matthew passage, I realized, oh, the reason why I can't fully embrace and really live out this gift that God has given me is because of all these obstacles that I have. And that's because of my sin, sin in my life, and just sin from being human. And I'd like to turn your attention to Matthew. So these are some of the hindrances that we have in having complete unity with Christ. So Matthew 6, 19 to 24. So it's about storing up your treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. No one can serve two masters, verse 24, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. And once I started reading this, it became very clear to me that my greed, my materialism, personal ambition and my selfishness were actually hindering me from truly enjoying this gift of a unity that God has given to me. And the timing of this devotion is quite funny because I was actually very recently complaining to my husband about certain things that I was completely dissatisfied about in Hong Kong. I've been complaining to him about how my living standards have dropped so dramatically after moving to the city. I think I've been complaining about that ever since I moved to the city, but it had gone away. The complaints had subsided, but then now with this whole COVID-19 situation and all these inconveniences placed in my life, I was starting to complain to him again. Oh, the city just really annoys me. And I started complaining about all these physical aspects of my life in Hong Kong. And here, Jesus is saying that don't store your treasures on earth. So all these things that I was trying to value, like nice living space, more physical space, all of this doesn't actually matter because God is saying that moth and rust will destroy these things. And if you look at these characteristics that are described here in Matthew 6, 19 to 34, they're actually against the spirit of how Jesus operates, because Jesus operates out of generosity and he operates out of kindness. And hoarding things, storing things for yourself, and just trying to operate based on greed is exactly the opposite of what Christ wants. And if we're truly united in Christ, this is not the type of behavior that we should be acting on. So that was one thing that I discovered. Materialism, greed, selfishness, these are the things that are getting in the way of my unity with Christ. And then further down in Matthew 6:25, Jesus tells us, "For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them." So another thing that I felt, at least for me, that was also very resonant, was that my anxiety and my fear and deep down my insecurity is preventing me from fully appreciating unity with Christ and practicing this in my life. I'm always worried about, will I be okay, especially because of this COVID situation. Will my family be okay? Will we be safe? Will we have enough rice to buy at the supermarket? Right now it's okay, but that was a legitimate concern earlier. And all these questions I had about like our livelihoods, but it turns out Jesus just wants us to commit these obstacles to him, because he wants us to be more concerned about eternal matters like salvation, how we're living our lives out as followers of Christ, rather than, will I have food in my stomach? Will I have enough toilet paper in my bathroom? I think the Lord really wants us to just lift up all of these to him, because the more we focus on these carnal, physical matters, the less time and energy we have to really enjoy our communion and union with our Savior. So yes, this anxiety, worry, fear, and insecurity, I think these were all just eating away at my mind and blocking me from enjoying that oneness and harmony with Jesus Christ that God really desires for us to have. And further down, God is very good because he always gives us a way out. He always offers us a helping hand. And in verse 33, he makes it very clear what we need to do in order to restore our harmony with Christ and to strengthen our unity with our Savior. And in verse 33, he says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." I think when we have true faith in our Lord, then we can have this heart, this accepting heart of just reaping all the benefits that Jesus has won for us. Because we are one with him, Jesus shares his victory with us. But we can only appreciate all of those benefits when we let go of all our earthly concerns, our earthly desires, and we focus on him. We reorient our lives to him. And that will lead us eventually to sanctification and eternal life. So I would like to contrast these obstacles with the Ephesians passage where God talks about unity with Christ. So in chapter 2 where we read, and then in verse 7, God says he wants to show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is a living example of God's grace and kindness. And this grace that God shows us is actually a very stark contrast to the greed and self-centeredness that we see in the Matthew passage that I referred to earlier. And when we become more like Christ, I think this is the kind of behavior that we will display. We will show grace to people, and we will show incredible kindness to others, because this can only come from the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Without this unity with Christ, we're going to default back to greed, self-centeredness, and just getting our own way. And in verse 6, God also addresses our insecurity and our anxiety and worry. And he says in verse 6, God seated us with Jesus in the heavenly places. Being seated with Jesus is, at least in my mind, the epitome of glory. And if you have a position that secure and that glorious, why do you need to worry? Why do you need to feel insecure about the things that are happening in your life? And our inheritance of the kingdom of God is also secure because Jesus shares that with us. And you're able to hold on to this inheritance, and no one will be able to take that away from you because Jesus was victorious for us. So if you have your inheritance and your position in God's kingdom secure, everything else that happens on earth while we live our physical life at present is very trivial, because there are eternal matters that have already been resolved for you, and it's there for you to enjoy and fully embrace. So God, in Matthew 6:33, he asked us to seek his kingdom, to seek God's righteousness above all else. So that's the attitude that we need to take. Are we seeking God's kingdom first? Are we trying to prioritize God and my eternal life? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. But the fact that we're able to even examine ourselves this way, the credit should go to Jesus Christ, because it's by God's grace that we have been saved through faith. And that's what the Ephesians passage does in Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. So yes, God absolutely wants you to enjoy the gift of being united to Christ. But here he reminds us that no matter what you do, it is not because of you that you have this gift. You have done nothing to deserve this gift. It's because of the grace of God and what Jesus has done for you. So as we move into a time of worship, I'd just like to ask all of us here to examine our hearts, examine what's inside of you, and ask yourself, what is hindering you from being united to Jesus Christ? It might be selfishness, greed, materialism, your work situation, or it might be your anxiety or your fear, uncertainty. Regardless of what these obstacles are, what are you doing to remove them from your life so that you can enter into deeper unity with Christ? Also, are you committing every aspect of your life to him? God wants us to commit everything in our lives to him so that we can just rely on him for everything, because that is complete unity with him. Also, is there anything more important in your life than receiving the kingdom of God as your inheritance. And God makes it very clear that this inheritance is ours to share with Jesus. Is there anything in your life that you've prioritized more than this? And what are you doing with this wonderful gift that God has bestowed on you? Because of Him, you have life, not death. You have eternal life. And how are you living your life right now on earth because of this gift? Let's move into a time of prayer. I'd first like to read the prayer from the One app. Father, we pray for the disabled in our city and those who care for them. Take away the stigma of disablement and make us into a more accepting society. We pray for organizations such as PHAB and those who minister to the disabled. Help us especially to get alongside those with mental as well as physical issues. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's also lift up those in our SP community who are battling cancer, and also those who are going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's also lift up those who are ill and who also need salvation. Let's also spend some time lifting up all these infirmities in our community. Let's take time to lift up those who are looking for jobs. Let's lift up these different ministries and missions in SP. So for missions, our China plant, and also those who are serving there. And today, the ministry focus is the board. So let's lift up our board members who are working so hard for this community. And also we have different fellowships that we should lift up: young adults, men's ministry, and women's ministry. Let's lift up the retreat that's coming up next weekend. Also lift up SP 2.0. And these house churches are meeting tonight, so let's pray for them as well. Blue Pool, Fortress, Lion Rock, New Conduit, TST, and Ventris. And let's lift up our city as well. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that through our unity with Christ, that you may be worshipped and that we may be assured of our faith. Lord, please mold us to grow into your holy household. Let us grow up and mature in every aspect like our Savior. Let us live in peace and in utmost confidence, knowing that you picked us, you love us fiercely, and make everything work according to your plan. Give us complete joy in you through our oneness with Jesus, and a love and delight to live according to your will by doing every kind of good work. Ultimately, please allow our godly living to win our neighbors and our city over to Christ. We dedicate the rest of this week to you, Lord, and that you will use our hands to bless the city and the people around us. In your name we pray. Amen.